Gather round, my name is Uncle Ron, you've landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how to grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I use every single day to grow my own businesses. We are specifically focusing in on search engine optimization, technology, and social media, and how they can help you. This week, we are focusing on picking a method and being consistent with our content production. Monday, I told you it does not matter which method you use. You just need to pick one that you love to do, consistently do it, and over time, you're going to become excellent at it, you're going to become efficient at it, and you're going to amass a library of content that you can use to repurpose, recycle, and redeploy what you've done. Yesterday, we talked about a software called Missing Letter that helps you redeploy the same piece of content over and over and over again through the magic of connecting to social media channels, including your Google business listing. Today, we're going to talk about something that fits in with those concepts because people have an affinity for an infographic. Let's talk about why that is. People think they understand complex concepts. I got bad news for you. Most of us, we are on the struggle bus with complex concepts that are not in our wheelhouse. My wife can start talking to me about something that is medical related, and I can hang with her for a very brief moment, and then it's way over my head because it is not in my wheelhouse. And we're talking about stuff that's going on in the body that I'm never going to ponder, and I certainly am not going to put a lot of thought into. However, if you can take a complex concept, break it down into bullet points that can support a story that is somewhat simple to understand in each step, that can resonate with people when they're trying to grasp a more complex concept. Infographics are an easy way to do this. It's why they have exploded in popularity over the last 10 years. You see it on news sites. You see it in videos. You see it all over the place. Emails, web pages. I use them. If you have been on my email list, you have gotten infographics as part of the downloads because it's an easy way to take what we do through the week and put it into a consumable format. So these infographics are an easy way to take content that you have already produced and turn it into a reusable item that you can deploy and publish in a lot of places. Let's take the topics that we've talked about through the first three days of this week. Monday, we talked about how to put yourself into a winning position by consistently creating content from one tactic and publishing it repetitively over time. I can explain that specific piece in an infographic. It can also turn into a piece of an infographic. If I had three bullet points that I wanted to talk about, bullet point number one would be how you create content using a single method repetitively to amass a library of content. Bullet point number two would be how I use Missing Letter to publish that and alert my social channels the first time and then recycle over 12 months. We talked about that yesterday. Today, the third bullet point is going to be about the infographic itself. This is where you can easily take content that you've already worked hard to come up with and produce, turn it into a simple to understand format that links people back to the long explanation that you have on your website. Now, Uncle Ron, where can I do this magical thing called infographics? If you have a Canva account, which many of you probably already do, if you have an Adobe Express account, which many of you probably already do, they have templates in their library that will allow you to create the infographic. All you have to do is replace the words that are there, the titles that are there, the headings that are there. You may have to replace an icon or an image in the middle of one, but that's easy to do rather than coming up with a template yourself. You can also easily turn these infographics into short videos using Canva or Adobe Express by adding each layer of the infographic as you move down. Now, not only do you have a static infographic, you also have a short video that you can deploy that will catch people's attention. You publish it to the social channels using either a portion of your content or the entirety of an article or a video. Now you've got the ability to point people back to your website where they can capture the whole complex concept. This is an amazing way to recycle and redeploy the same piece of content in a new way with very minimal work. This is how you get to where more people will lay eyes on what it is you're doing. You can also use some of these in ads if you're going to go to that level. Maximize the viability and the usability of the work that you're doing to create a single piece of content. You can then turn it into an infographic and redeploy that using missing letter in a lot of places in a short amount of time. That is the magic of consistently creating content, having a library, and on a day when you're short on time, still being able to provide content to people who need what you sell. I'm Uncle Ron. If you're not on the email list, you want to make sure that you are. Open up the browser window, go to bit.ly/porch with a capital P. Give me your first name, your best email address. We will make sure that these tips, tricks, and cheat codes hit your inbox each Saturday so that you can take your business to the next level. Tomorrow, we're going to take this concept of infographics and we're going to go to the next level. We're going to talk about explainer videos here on the porch. I will see you then.